Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting.
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-help podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. So you guys, we have made it through another year and we are at the end of 2023. I want you to quickly close your eyes and try to think of all of the moments that you're thankful for. All of the moments that you thought broke you, yet you're still here. All of the moments where doors closed on you, only for you to realize that there was something better out there. And all of the moments where you believed that you deserved better. Whatever moments you've had this year, whether they've been happy or sad, I want you to take it all in because now it's over. And I want you tonight, when you're listening to this episode, to sit down and write all of your goals for 2024. And your goals don't have to be specifically about work or making more money. It can be goals where you want to start a family. It can be goals where you want to change your friend group. It can be goals where you want to put yourself first, finally. It can be goals where you want to figure out what you're passionate about. You want to find your happiness. You want to be less sad. You want to help your family out. You want to finally enter a healthy relationship, or you want to leave a toxic relationship behind. Whatever it is, write down those goals, no matter how big or small they are. And when this episode comes out, which is Tuesday evening, tonight is a night where it's the last full moon of 2023. So tonight is actually the perfect night to write down your goals. Although I apologize that I did release this episode kind of late on Tuesday, which means you may be listening to this episode on a Wednesday. That's okay. The moon will still be full, so you can do this on Wednesday night as well. Part of my episodes for next year, specifically on Tuesdays, I will be integrating on one Tuesday episode per month, Project 369, which has to do with the key to the universe and different manifesting techniques. So once a month on a Tuesday, I'm going to start off like that, you will then get your manifesting techniques for anyone that's interested in that. Since for next year, I really am just trying to give you different things because people like different things, and I kind of want to be able to integrate, you know, just various genres of spirituality, mental health, and dating advice. But today I thought I can also give you a few angel numbers and a few manifesting words that you can either record me saying so you can play it to yourself every night or whenever you're trying to manifest something, or you can write down what I will be saying, the specific angel numbers, and you can just say it to yourself over and over and over again, okay? So I want you to do this with me. So I'm going to kind of give you a little quick notes of what's to come in some of the Tuesday episodes next year. But also don't worry, January month is going to be all about manifesting everything you want, from your dream guy to your dream job to all the money in your life to everything else that you want. So that's one thing you can look forward to. I'm excited. But except that, I'm going to give you now some manifesting tips and techniques that you can try out during the full moon or towards the end of your year. So first, it is all about how you can be the energy that you want to attract. One thing you have to understand is that everyone you experience is you pushed out. Your dominant thoughts about yourself and others will project reality accordingly. If you have a belief that you are not good enough, you will then meet people who will affirm and believe that you are not good enough. If you believe that everyone is rude to you, you will continue to meet people who are rude to you. Who you surround yourself with will undoubtedly project your claims. We have heard the saying, "Show me your friends and I will tell you who you are." So if you want success, but you are friends with people who have no vision, no goals, or whatever the case may be, your natural claim is irrelevant to success. If it was, then you wouldn't be friends with those people in the first place. Your friends have been attracted harmoniously through what you claim as true of yourself and others. Your self-concept mirrors you wherever you go, whether it's through experience, people, or environments. Everyone around you plays a role in who you are, whether it is having things in common, acting the same way, or sharing hobbies. The following things in common are the results of attracting the vibrational frequency or state of consciousness. Everything we attract is harmoniously done by law. Now that you know that everyone you interact with is a mirror of your current concept of self, what are you and the people around you affirming? How do you change this? Well, you have many options, but I will provide you with two. Option number one is to be alone. Option number two is to alter your claims and surround yourself with like-minded individuals who you see fit or match your vision. Option number one is easier than option number two for numerous reasons, obviously. One reason is it will cause no conflict with the current relationships you have in place. Your friends must honor and appreciate the fact that you are working towards improving yourself by being alone, because be alone is when ideas are born. This quote was told by Nikola Tesla, and many called this person insane because he had such an obsessive passion for what he was doing, leading to how we experience life today, actually. But the reason for his success was because he was always alone, fully aligned with his desires, while everything else in his life was inharmonious or irrelevant to his vision. When you are alone, you have time to increase your current vibrations. You can find new skills and hobbies. You gather new ideas, expand, and reevaluate your self-concept. You have time to manifest the life that you truly desire. The universe is constantly working on providing you with everything that you need in order to be the person you're meant to be. Sometimes it's not obvious to see the signs the universe is throwing at you. Some signs can be as minor as randomly doing a little task in the morning. Completing that task could lead to a million different things. The universe will not make these signs easy. You might need to go through 10 horrible jobs or get fired to get the dream job that you've always wanted. You might need to file the bankruptcy. You might need to file for bankruptcy to get the financial abundance you have always wanted. You might also have to go through several breakups to find the love of your life. If you could erase your past mistakes, you would also erase the wisdom from your present. It would be best to remember the lessons instead of dwelling on the disappointments. This is how we become who we're meant to be. If you pay attention, the universe is always giving you signs. Since we are the universe experiencing itself from only one unique perspective, most signs come from within. So I can now show you what it looks like for when the universe is trying to send you these signals. For example, happiness. If you start paying more attention when you experience genuine happiness and joy, this indicates that you are on the right track. Happiness is the ideal state of mind. Whether it results of your current home, your job, your relationship, or merely your daily life. Contrarily, if you have been experiencing the feeling of unhappiness, regardless of what it is that you're feeling unhappy about, that could be a sign that something needs to change. The universe might be sending you cues to indicate that this is not the path that you should be taking. Examples would be going to your job, and some people love going to their job, actually, while others despise it. If you're experiencing joy and excitement working, this means that you're on track to fulfill your purpose. On the other hand, if you're waking up every single morning dreading going to work, and this hasn't changed in months or even years, then you have to ask yourself, am I enjoying my job? Is this job beneficial in the long run? Is this good for my mental health? This could be a sign that it's time to change it. Maybe develop a hobby that involves something you love to do and see how you feel after that. The chances of success increase tremendously when you do something you love to do. Success is not defined, though, by money or materialistic items. Our notion of success is defined by progressively realizing a vision to completion. Success is realizing that you love doing what you do. Now, here are some more signs from the universe, like reoccurring thoughts. If you're constantly thinking about the same thing or something is stuck in your head, this could mean that the universe is trying to send you a sign. Now, it could be positive or negative. It could be a memory you have, which could even make you distraught. Remember, nothing can change the past. For the past is an illusion since everything exists in the now. Focus on the present and stay true to yourself. It may take some time to eliminate the thoughts from the past, and if that's the case, then accept the thought for what it is so you can then let it go. Forgive yourself and forgive others for the upbringing. Focus on the fact that the universe is giving you these signs to provide you with a brighter perspective on the matter. A past reoccurring thought is just one example. Another example would be like having lyrics stuck in your head. The lyrics are stuck in your head could signify something you are facing or something that you're very joyful about, something more significant than just those lyrics. So in summary, take whatever thoughts you currently have stuck in your head and observe them for what they are. Make sense of it in any way, shape, or form. As Lisa Unger once said, the universe conspires to reveal the truth and to make your path easy if you have the courage to follow the signs. So now I want to move into those angel signs I brought up, and I'm sure you've probably already experienced it a million times in your life. And I would say angel signs are probably some of the most obvious signs the universe normally gives us. And angel signs can be found by seeing the same numbers repeatedly. Examples would be 1111, 111, 222, 333, 444, and so on. I've even seen before angel numbers in my dreams. These numbers are said to be connected to our divine vibrational frequencies. Some say that these numbers even represent your guardian angels being nearby. And you will see these signs in the middle of talking about or doing something you're deeply passionate about, or through hard times that you face in your life. This communication can offer you guidance in your journey. It will give you a sense of a deeper meaning as to why you're seeing these numbers. You know that this is a fact when you feel your vibrations being lifted. You also begin to see the same numbers frequently. It could cause goosebumps or an intense emotion like crying out of joy, excitement, when you're seeing these numbers repeatedly. And the only person who can know what these numbers truly mean is the person experiencing them. In most cases, divine does not send us the same message unless we are channeling or meditating collectively. But from experience, we all kind of have the same meanings when it comes behind these numbers. Now, before I dive into some of the angel numbers and give you some manifesting mantras to say to yourself or to listen over and over again to end the year on the best note ever, I quickly wanted to give a shout out to today's sponsor, which is Shopify. When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. I quit doing my online shop because I just did not have the time. And guess what? I am back on Shopify. Currently have, shopdaddyissues.com. I'm selling merch for the podcast and it's currently on sale. So go check it out. And now that I'm selling my merch again, I can't explain enough how easy it is. And it's all because I'm using Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow, whether you're promoting protein powders or you're selling podcast merch or you're selling your cat hair made into slippers, whatever it is, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you are selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to all the other leading commerce platforms. And you can sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Honestly, what I love about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow or how small you are, Shopify literally gives you everything that you need to figure it out on your own and to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, My Shop, ShopDaddyIssues.com, and a million of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. So sign up right now for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/adulting, all lowercase, okay? So go to shopify.com/adulting now to grow your business no matter what stage you are in. That is shopify.com/adulting. So now let's move on to some angel numbers in case you see them. Next time you see anything with zeros, it is all about infinity. The divine often associates this number with transformation. It's when you are beginning something new, your journey. These numbers are defined as support towards you and your new beginning. Next time you see a bunch of ones, this number represents the self in your I am. It's the divine that is often associating these numbers with faith. A reminder that this is what you are meant to do and what you want is already yours. You have spiritual guidance towards your vision. Now, if you see a bunch of twos, that is all about the balance and divine harmony in your life. Either everything is already aligned or you need to realign and prioritize. This number may occur if you're prioritizing others more than yourself. It could also occur if you are in the perfect balance, so it's up to you to figure it out. If you see a bunch of threes, that is all about spiritual completion. The divine has noticed that you are fully aligned with your spiritual purpose and is going to reward you. This could indicate the strength and the need to push forward. You are on the verge of completing something amazing. Now, if you see a bunch of fours, these numbers are pretty similar to the numbers two. They represent balance and wholeness, often a reminder to take care of yourself. This could be also reminding you to let the divine timing do its work. Now, if you see a bunch of fives, it's all about doors of opportunity. Divine is trying to send you a path that you should take, and it is your job to get on that path. Now, if you see a bunch of sixes, what it means is that something or someone in an area of your life might be affecting you physically, emotionally, or spiritually, positively or negatively. Divine is guiding you through those affirmations. Now, if you see a bunch of sevens, which I've seen before in my dream, these numbers correlate to your alignment being acknowledged. You're dedicated to your higher purpose. It could also be an indication of a new spiritual awakening. If you're seeing a bunch of eights, it is all about abundance. What you give will come back multiplied, whether it is money, love, passion. Your gift will soon arrive in any of those forms. But by the way, if you are giving nothing but bad energy, bad wishes for others, just so you're aware, it comes back in threes. So it's best to work from within and figure out why you wish harm for others instead of doing that, because it will come to bite you back in the ass. Now, if you're seeing loads of nines, it is all about the end of the old and beginning a new journey. Okay, so now I picked a few manifesting mantras for you guys to say, and we will go through them. So Here is the first one. It's all about the 999. Okay, so either press record on this or timestamp. Use this timestamp to figure out how to get back to this exact moment. So close your eyes and repeat after me. This is the end of the old. I am beginning a new journey. Doors of opportunity are opening for me. I know that I'm capable of anything I fully align myself with. It is all going to happen for me. I can feel it with my mind, my body, and my spirit. Everything I want is already mine. I am extremely excited to be living the life of my dreams. Period. Okay, so that was one for you guys. And now another one that I love. Are you ready? This is all about the 222. So again, close your eyes and repeat after me. I have the power to create my reality. I can create whatever I commit to. I use my mind and my body as tools instead of being controlled by them. I realize I have everything I need within me because I am the universe experiencing itself through one specific perspective. I have the power to shape that perspective to manifest whatever I want. Love that. Okay. The next one I picked for you guys is all about the 777. So again, close your eyes and repeat after me. I am thankful for where I am in my life right now. Here in the present moment, I am thanking God, the universe today, for giving me all that I'm asking for, because I know it is already mine. At this very moment, I release stress, I release anxiety, and I release tension. Only by living in the present moment can I manifest the life I truly desire. I've outgrown so much, and I'm still learning. I am a master and a student. I've survived a lot, and it made me a better person. I give myself credit for making it this far. And my destination is nearby, and I can feel it. I hope you guys are enjoying these as much as I am. Okay, the next one is 333. This is for the new year, okay? Close your eyes. Okay. I am vibrating high. From this point on, I will be in situations that leave me excited and breathless, with gratitude and abundance. I will vibrate in a frequency so high that all the goodness will come shooting into my magnetic field. It will happen for me all of a sudden, and I will be thankful for not giving up. I am prepared for whatever it is to come. And I think should I do a few more in case other ones that are online? Okay, I'm going to do three more with you guys, okay? The next one is 888. You ready? Close your eyes and repeat after me. I deserve to have the amount of money that I desire. With every inhale, I am attracting wealth and prosperity. With every exhale, I let go of all the things stopping me from achieving my goals. I have faith in divine time and divine reasoning. I have special skills that help me become wealthy. People respect my abilities to make an enormous amount of money. I want to change, and here it is. I am watching my goals manifest right in front of me. I am the creator of my life. Okay, I love that. And then second to last, 444. Close your eyes, babies. Nothing happens until I take action. I'm always taking action. All of my ideas and my thoughts lead me to happiness and success. I have more success than I have ever anticipated. I have a magnetic and dynamic personality. My personality is radiant with confidence, certainty, and optimism. I attract only beneficial circumstances. Amen to that. And then the last one is a little 222, okay? The last one, close your eyes and repeat after me. I can feel it. I can feel the feeling of having everything I want. I know it's already mine. I have the feeling of excitement. My emotions are telling me that I'm moving closer and closer to my destination. It is all happening for me. Amen. Okay, so say those manifesting mantras over and over again. Pick the ones that resonate the most with you and use them. I know already, based on the ones I've read, which ones fit the best with me. And of course, with the future episodes on Tuesdays, once a month, you will get more details and a more detailed explanation of Project 369, and it'll be a full-on manifesting episode. Except that, you guys, I want to thank you for listening to me for another year. I want to wish you a happy, happy end of the year. Even if this year was not what you wanted it to be, that's okay. Honestly, the fact that you made it through another day and you are alive and well today is more than enough. You should be proud of yourself and congratulate yourself through your big accomplishments and your small ones, even if no one else understands, because no one else knows how hard it was for you to get to where you are right now, whether it's getting out of bed or finally leaving a toxic relationship or just starting over at whatever age you currently are at. It's never too late to start over. It's never too late to dream bigger. It's never too late to go after the life that you believe that you deserve. I hope that in 2024, you will allow that year to bring you all of the things that you've been longing for, to help you change your perspective of what you believed, used to believe happiness was. And I hope that 2024 will be the year where anyone who's listening will go back to putting themselves first. I know that life has been pretty unfair the last couple of years. And there's been a lot of suffering in this world. And as amazing as it has been for a lot of people to go on the internet every single day, to care about all the things happening in the world, I think a lot of us lost ourselves during that time and forgot to take care of ourselves first. Because you can't be everything for everyone else if you are nothing for yourself. So I implore you to start choosing yourself every single day, to remove yourself from things that no longer serve you, to turn off your phone if it's not bringing you joy, if it's bringing you stress, to figure out moments where you can have a second to yourself and something that makes you, brings you joy, like a new hobby, taking more naps, whatever it is, put yourself first. You will never look back and regret taking better care of yourself. I want that for you and I wish that for you for 2024. Now, as we are ending this episode, I want to wish you a happy new year. If you're wondering what I'll be doing this new year, actually nothing. I think I'll be writing my goals and spending the day, the night at home, because there's this Russian mantra that's all about, it's how you enter the new year that basically decides what kind of year you will have. So as long as you feel happy, no matter what you are currently, no matter what you are doing that night, you will enter the year with happiness. That means you could be spending it with your cat, but if you feel happy in your heart, then you will have a happy year. But if you are out and about, but you're miserable, even though you're surrounded by millions of friends, that kind of then will tell you that you will have a miserable year in 2024. So I believe do what will bring you the most joy that night. And of course, practice it responsibly, don't drink and drive, and so on. And lastly, I want to announce that starting in January, most likely the second week of January, we will be adding a subscription to my podcast. I will go into more detail next week, but basically there will be a subscription aspect for my OG listeners, and I will be adding 4 extra episodes a month for you guys, aka every Sunday. And we will have a pick a card reading once a month to kind of help you figure out what you should look out for for that month. And then I will do zodiac sign episode where it would be how to date a blank, whatever zodiac sign is that month. Then I would have a dating advice episode / bad bitch bootcamp, which is all about how to date to find the man of your dreams. And then the last episode will be all about an extended episode with a guest or a brand new episode with a guest that will not be on the actual podcast. So I'm really excited for that. And anyway, have a beautiful rest of your week. Happy holidays. Have an amazing new year. And I will see you next year. I love you. Bye, besties.